Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jesus just left Chicago, and he's not for New Orleans.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We had a great visit with Ed Harrington, great member of our Brain Trust, co-author of Outsmart Your Instincts, CEOs of Ideas to Go. We're talking about innovation during the time of a pandemic. How's that affecting you? How's it changing you? You know, Ed, thanks again for being here. By the way, folks, it's ideastogo.com is his website. Ed, one of the things that we know is that if you're not innovating, it doesn't matter what kind of business you're in. You're in the business of innovating. But other people who sell stuff that you can hold, you deliver on a truck, they still have to innovate. You have to be innovative because the world is moving. Digital leverage is moving us faster every day. Change is not what's taking our breath away. The velocity of change is what's taking our breath away. And that means that once you innovate something, you have to immediately fall out of love with it. Go ahead and use it, but you have to fall out of love with it and focus on the next innovation. What do you think?
That's exactly right. You haven't got what you could play with before, so now you got to play with whatever toys are around you. And you know about mother and change? Change. Change is the mother of innovation.
Yeah.
It forces. I mean, I hate to say pandemic positives. I don't think it's a positive thing, and I think it's horrendous for so many people.
Yep.
But the positive for us was it forced us to look at our business model very, very closely and decide how could we adjust around it. How can we keep people engaged and bring them in from around the world virtually as opposed to in person? And we're able to do that because of our business. And I'll tell you one thing we did that worked out really, really well is we set up creativity classes for kids. And we pretty much invited anybody and said, hey, kids are at home. Tell you what, for an hour, put them on, you know, get them, sign them up for these classes, and we'll keep them engaged and bring in kids from literally around the country. And that's worked really well. And I hate to say this, but we invited everybody, and that included a lot of clients brought their kids in. And these kids are all at home, and they're bored out of their brains, and their parents are going crazy. So this worked out really beautifully, really nice thing, and kids are great at innovating.
Well, that's leadership. You know? What you're talking about is not just delivering your basic product, but also leadership. And I think that's another thing that people are looking for these days. If you're going to be innovative in how you deliver your product, also be innovative in how you become a leader during this time. I mean, people are hungry. People have their antennas up for companies that are not just doing business, but that are trying to bridge the gap where things are tough or difficult between companies. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think that, you know, for us it was, as it is for many, a kick in the solar plexus. You know, we were like, holy crap, especially as things evolved. And we got hit pretty hard at first, again, bring people from around the country and around the world, put them in a small room, and have them talk together. That was no longer allowed, you know. We worked for a lot of big companies that had a lot of rules around that. So we had to turn around, like I said, innovate. How do we do this online? We do verbal work, in essence. Helps to have people there. So transferring the model was something we really went on. We got more tech people. We already use Zoom, but now we've become Zoom experts, you know, just experts at doing Zoom.
Yeah.
Very different. And I'm really, and you know, I know this is kind of a silly thing to say in a way, but if you have a great team, put them all to work on this and figure out what to do. And I will say that 80% of this my team did. And
one
did
of the things that this
job
is going to do is, this, you know, and I hate to say this because there are a lot of people, I talked about being a 20th century person earlier, there are a lot of employees who've come with the company into the 21st century. And I know this seems weird because we're already in 2020, but there were still some people who were struggling to deal with the technology of the 21st century because there were 20th century folks, but dealing with 21st century technology. One of the things this is going to do is this is going to make it that much harder for those people, and companies are going to have to make a decision, you know, can I continue to sustain people who can't come up to speed with the technology? What do you think about that? Last thoughts?
I think that's absolutely right. In fact, we have folks who are very up on technology and are doing very well. We have a few, not too many, who really struggle with it.
Yeah.
It's not how they did. They're like, what? I used to sit in the room. Now I have to run this, you know, be on the computer, and I have to switch the program around. So what we do is we basically partner the able with the unable.
Yeah.
So there are people who've conquered it, and we bring in, we put them together with the people who just are so uncomfortable doing this. And that's helped a lot as well. And as I said, it's forced us to come up with new techniques.
Mm-hmm.
And the hugest positive for us, which is, you know, that's us, is that we have facilities, meeting rooms. That's
right.
What we did. And so once we said, well, sugar, we can't do a meeting room anymore. So what are we going to do?
We actually
got rid of our meeting rooms.
You kind of didn't have a choice, did you? Hey, Ed, I got to wrap it up.
Nope.
Thank you for being here. Ideas to Go is the company. Put a .com on the end of that. You'll find him online. Outsmart Your Instincts is the title of the book he co-authored. Good job, Ed. Come back soon.
I will, Jim. Thank you.
See you next time. Ed Harrington, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.